Even the feeblest knock is heard on heaven's door.
Little Frida has taken the bones of St. Seymour, or St. C as they fondly call her, off to a quiet part of the mansion. Little Frida sat down on a cushion facing the bones, and she quickly fell into a meditative state. Time passes slowly.
St. C, I've done as you've asked. I've found every bone that was scattered across three levels of the fourth tower. I've brought the bones back to Inverness. Now, please tell me, where should we put them?
And while this is going on, Jack and Mojo are downstairs when Lady Pompon passes through the room, smiling, nodding, and talking to herself.
The exciting thing about age is that you keep changing. My thinking this year is different than the way it was last year. And I can't wait until next year. I love living in my head and in my body. It's like an adventure.
Well, something must have happened. She certainly has mellowed out.
Have you noticed that even though this place is being all shook up, it's not the same kind of shaking as before. It's mellowed out too.
Mellowed? Are you telling me that this energy that's been bouncing the furniture off the walls and cracking the foundation and dropping plaster all over the place, that's mellowed? Are you kidding?
I'm saying, I feel it's a lot like Lady Pompon. It's lost its edge.
Why do you say that?
I've been looking around.
Yeah?
Well, we thought this place was about to fall down on us. I mean, look at the walls. There were cracks all over the place. Now they're gone.
Hey, you're right. When did that happen?
Within the last hour, when little Frida went off to talk with them bones.
Holy mackerel. This is amazing. It's as though the house is healing itself. Maybe Dr. Mazzola was right. It is like a healing energy after all.
Yeah. Even the furniture is looking peaceful.
I guess you're right. You know, it must be something happening between little Frida and St. C.
All right, let's look in on little Frida and see how she's... Ooh, now, this is interesting. Little Frida, her eyes still closed, is seated cross-legged in the air. A few feet below her is her cushion still on the floor. But seated in front of little Frida is the luminous form of St. C, floating above her bag of saintly bones. Little Frida, who has been deep in meditation, suddenly realizes she's not alone. She opens her eyes and says,
Wowie Zowie, it's St. C.
Hello, little Frida, and how are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I am quite content.
I'm glad. But I have a question.
Yes, little Frida?
Where do you want your bones to be, St. C?
I think you know where I'd like to be.
Oh, you mean the old temple with the seven pillars?
Yes, little Frida. Restore the temple and place my bones therein.
Is there anything else I can give you, St. C?
Oh, little Frida, you have given me so much. May your lands of Inverness be always blessed. Thank ye.
Oh, you're so neat, St. C.
And so are ye, St. Frida.
So how is life out in the big mushroom?
I love it. I feel so blessed. I mean, life can be so wonderful. You know, I realize that if you're doing what you love to do, the universe looks after you.
Well, that's true.
I have always relied on the kindness of the universe.
Blanche Dubois?
No, Blanche du Buddha.
My life now is so sweet and so fantastic. It's like being in a state of grace. I walk around as though I'm in another dimension. I hear singing all the time.
And so, seated back in the kitchen, having yet another cup of cappuccino.
Man, I'm getting addicted to this stuff.
Well, Evie's finally moved out to the mushroom where she's been spending time with the masked man.
They'll make an interesting couple.
And you certainly were able to get Lady Pompon to relax. I'm very impressed.
All the credit belongs to African yoga.
African yoga, right. I gotta see that sometime.
Well, you just come by any time, 4:30 in the morning, and I'll teach you some fancy spear chucking.
Mojo. Did you ever figure out if Madame Trunknose could actually turn herself into a crow?
She says all she can do is put herself into the mind of this one crow that she's got a rapport with.
Really?
Yeah, a big shiny one by the name of Heckle.
Heckle? You mean like in Heckle and Jekyll?
That's right. She uses him to talk to other crows.
Well, do you think it ever works the other way around?
What's that?
That maybe sometimes Heckle uses Madame Trunknose to talk to us.
Hi, Mojo. Hi, Jekyll. Hi, Mojo and Jekyll.
Mojo and Jekyll. Now, don't we sound like a couple of cool crows who know how to strut their stuff?
So, little Frida, what's the word from St. C?
Did she speak to you?
She did. She even appeared to me.
Whoa.
You saw her?
Yeah.
What'd she look like?
Luminous.
You mean she was just light?
Light with fine features.
And what did she say to you?
She wants us to restore her temple.
Her temple?
The one with the seven pillars?
You mean that temple was originally built for her?
Yeah. And once it's restored, she wants her bones put there.
Well, I'll be darned. A shrine.
Yeah. But you know, I forgot to ask St. C what the temple looked like before it collapsed.
Well, that's no problem. Jack and I saw it when it was complete, like it must have been when it was new. It was hovering above the ruins when the moon was full.
So, that means you can restore it just like it was.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Mojo. Mwah.
Ooh.
Hey, what about me?
Oh, thank you, Jekyll. You're my total and absolute hero. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Oh, man, I think he's blushing.
Mojo, I never blush.
No, not you, Mr. Cool. I saw your face when Madonna Vampira gave you that come hither look. And man, did you ever blush.
Okay, little Frida, is there anything else?
That's all. When the temple is restored, we'll dedicate it to her.
The Shrine of St. C.
Yeah. Sounds neat.
And so it came to pass that the temple with the seven pillars was rebuilt. And at the next full moon, they held a dedication ceremony for St. C. Everyone was there. Evie, the Masked Man, Lady Pompon, Madame Trunknose, Wham Bam Shazam, Old Art, Chief Wampum, Dr. Missoula, Little Frida, Mojo, Jack, and the Madonna Vampira, who, by the way, was looking so beautiful and ethereal, she appeared even a little saintly herself. And finally, as St. C's bones were placed within the temple, and the moon cast its ghostly light upon the hills of Inverness.
Jack.
Yes?
Look over there.
God, it's the unicorn.
It's been standing still, watching us.
And look over there, on the opposite side of the temple.
Oh, it's the dragon.
Wow. Man, that's something.
You know the last thing Saint Say said to me?
No. What did she say?
She said, you don't have to be a magical person to have a magical life.